Welcome to Must Watch with Wine, a recap podcast covering reality dating shows that you have to watch with a glass of wine in hand. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Alicia.
And we're your hosts. And we are back with our week two recap of Love Island USA. So sorry for the delay, but I had my baby shower last weekend, which doesn't leave much time to record, but it was a fun it was a fun time though.
So. Yeah, it looked lovely. You guys had great pictures. I'm sure you were loved on well. So it was worth the wait.
Yeah, so it was a good time, but didn't leave much time for our islanders. But now we're back and we're ready to get into it. Mm-hmm. So I thought this week was really good. There was mess. Yeah,
finally turned it up. So I was happy about that because, I don't know, the first week was fine. It wasn't like I was just like overly enthused. But this week I was like, okay, I like this little show.
Yeah, because you got to start waiting for like when people start coming in and messing up couples and people getting all in their feelings and stuff.
Right. And you know me, my biggest thing is I hate for couples to break up. I just hate breakups. It makes me so sad. I mean, some of them are worth it. You know, you need to, but not everything.
Yeah, that's so good-hearted of you. But
I'm like, no, I'm sad for them.
Sad for you because we're going to see a lot of that in this week's recap. And then, so let's jump right into Monday's episode. We're going to go through the whole week. So they come right after the previous recoupling, and Andy and Sydney chat. And so if y'all remember, Andy basically stole Sydney from Isaiah, and it was scandalous.
Scandalous. People were not prepared. I mean, we got to see a little bit behind the scenes of them, like, kissing. And I was like, I just don't even.
Yeah. They literally weren't prepared.
But you know what? Isaiah really did do it to himself because when Val got here, he was all like, well, Sydney, you know, there's some red flags I'm seeing with you because you're not really acting like you like me that much. So, you know, he basically tried to toss her to the side. So, of course, she's not going to be all in for him.
Yeah. Although I did think, you know, I guess, quote unquote, we'll get into it later, the bro code that Andy probably should have been like, I don't think he needed to ask Isaiah's permission, obviously, but just be like, Sydney and I haven't been vibing and I'm probably going to pick her. Just, you know, to let him know.
Yeah. The heads up would have been nice, for sure.
Yeah. Courtesy. But Sydney thought it was sexy how he chose her. And she felt reserved at first. Or he said he felt reserved, but he's coming out of his shell more around Sydney.
Which so, I could also see.
Yeah, a little budding romance there. He's had like, I wouldn't say a rough start, but he just hasn't had any connections, really.
Yeah, it was weird. I really thought him and Maddie could have gone the distance whenever. I mean, like, they seemed better fit, I guess, than him and Courtney. So I guess that's why I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely better than him and Courtney. But
yeah,
I guess sparks can't fake him.
Nope.
Yeah. And Isaiah is talking with Timmy and he's pissed and he's like, you know, nobody even gave me a heads up. Like, what the heck is that? Which,
yeah,
fair. I can understand that. And so I like this. He pulls Andy to talk. Like, he goes straight to it. He doesn't beat around the bush. And he's like, bro, WTF. And Andy said, you know, like, hey, Sydney and I were clicking. So I went for it. And he was like, I mean, that's cool, but that was just like real rude and disrespectful the way you went about it. Oh, I just want to say I loved Isaiah's speech because it was like pure bitterness, like right beforehand. Like you could tell he was mad.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. People want to be snaky and shady and, you know, they want to do what they want to do. Well, that's fine. I'm going to do me too. Like, okay, Isaiah.
Do not cross him.
Highly offended.
And then, okay, so this got me. Sydney was chatting with Zita and she said she feels kind of sad because she doesn't like the idea of Isaiah cuddling with someone else. And I'm like, but you just recoupled with Andy. It's not like Andy pulled her out of nowhere. She clearly gave him the encouragement he needed. So I'm like, I don't understand where this is coming from. Especially like, it's not even like it came days or weeks later. It's like 10 seconds later. Then why did you do it?
Yeah. Then why?
I mean, technically, it wasn't her choice, but.
Yeah. And I also get it because, I mean, her thing was she wanted him to want her, right? And only her, and stop playing around. So she was like, listen, I'm a hot commodity out here in these streets. But at the same time, she was like, but I still want you though, dang.
So would you say this is like more of a revenge hookup than a actually like him hookup?
Mm-hmm. Like, sure, they could have a connection-ish, but more like friends than anything else. Nothing more than what she felt for Isaiah, but she also couldn't let Isaiah think, you know, he was just going to run all over her like that.
Can't let these men get too comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly it.
Yeah. And then Isaiah and Maddie talk about how they were just both played. I was like, oh,
I know.
What a sad couple origin story. But hey, you never know. Yeah. They could find a connection in their shared pain.
Yeah. I mean, Maddie seems nice. She seems interesting. I can't think of the right word to say because.
Yeah. I like Maddie. I
need more personality from her, but
I think she seems sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was like really sad. Like, Andy, really? You went and did that to that girl?
No, she didn't deserve that. And then, so now we move on from the angry people. And Timmy and Zita chat, and he talks about how he really likes her. And then I was like, oh, how cute and sweet. And then she asks if he can see something with them outside of the villa. Mm-hmm. And this question sends him into like an internal tailspin.
Freaking that was spiral. Like,
yeah. Bro.
It's like, oh, wait, out of here. Like, hold on. Like, I mean, there's just so many variables. I mean, you know, things in here, things out there. I mean, we're not really that far into this process yet to be talking about the outside world. Like, there's lots of stuff till we get to that point. Like, Timmy, obviously. Yeah.
She didn't propose to you. Like,
she didn't say we're moving in together after this, right? Like, that's not what happened. Just said, in the real world, would we actually work? Like, in our day to day?
Yeah, he really freaked out for no reason. I mean,
think that's a too soon of a question to ask. I don't know.
And I don't even think it's that big of a deal of a question to ask.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, we could probably make something work.
Yeah.
Like, or do we live like, in the same town?
You know? Yeah, it's like, or I work too much. Like, I don't know that I'm really, you know what I mean? But I guess you don't want to be that honest. But, you know, I need someone who's comfortable being home alone a lot.
I'm too busy for you. But yeah, but he did answer her well to her face. He
exactly.
Kind of like, which yeah, is annoying. Totally. But
don't yeah, lie,
inside he it. Lost it.
Yeah. Lost it. But yeah, so that was like making me sad for them because, you know, they'd be going up and on. They have been going on an upward, you know, trajectory. So I was like, oh yeah, I love them, but I don't know.
Yeah, so that was weird. And then the next day, Timmy talks to Jesse about it, and he's continuing to spiral. But he does say, like, he doesn't want to hurt anyone. Well, I'm guessing Zita in this case. He's like, I don't want to hurt her and, like, you know, quote-unquote lie or misrepresent where I'm at, but I just don't like being pushed or rushed. It seems like that came from somewhere specifically, like, an ex, like, started moving her toothbrush in too soon. Like, he seemed real
triggered. Pandemic, I mean, listen, the pandemic had us doing some crazy things.
Yeah. And then Isaiah and Sydney chat. And then he asked her basically what she knew about what Andy was going to do. Mm-hmm. And then she tried to downplay her, I guess, like, involvement.
Right.
And Isaiah, he's like, you had to give him some indication that you were into him for him to pull this, though. And then she admitted that she kissed him. Mm-hmm. But then she said, but you kissed Maddie last night, which he kissed Maddie last night. And then so he looked like he got caught. So they're just like in some sort of messy love square.
Yeah. Always
at this point.
Extra. Exactly.
Yeah. However, once again, like, I was all on Sydney's side last week. I'm kind of on Isaiah's side this week, which pains me. But
yeah, I just chose no side rather than do that. But
or that. Just hang out in the middle. But like, she didn't, I mean, granted, it wasn't her pick, but she let this happen, essentially. She was an accomplice. And so you can't be mad that he's, you know, kissing Maddie now. One, especially because y'all kiss everybody.
Exactly. But it seems like Andy, they're very distinct. Retaliation.
Yeah. But it seems like they're very distinct about, like, we kissed in a game versus, like, you kissed in bed or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah,
all
so
gross to me. But you know, I mean, I'm glad that they can differentiate and like compartmentalize that for their friendships and relationship sakes.
Yeah. So basically, they're both just like, well, you kissed him, well, you kissed her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
However, for your feelings, Alicia, they have another one of those little games where they do some kissing. And I don't even think I wrote down any notes because there was no purpose other than for them to all make out. Maddie and Isaiah won, which I don't even remember what winning was. They had to, it was like a WWE style game. Yeah. You had to like trash talk
one of
the other contestants or couples. Yeah.
So, of course, Maddie and Isaiah are targeting Sydney and Andy. I did like Sydney's, even though she was getting on my nerves, because it's like, Sydney, you created this mess too. But she was like, yes. Oh, yeah, Maddie, don't get too comfortable with my man. Like, okay, well, then what are we doing here? Why are you standing with Andy?
Yeah, made no sense. But, but either way, Sydney and Isaiah, no, Maddie and Isaiah won. And then they go back and recap the game. This is where the good stuff comes in. Not the game itself, because they're kind of just like throwaway, but they get people to like kiss each other and tell their business. So then they feel some type of way afterwards and have to talk about it.
Right.
Sydney said she kind of feels bad for Andy, but he did it to himself because he likes shiny new things. And I wrote down, I don't get why she's acting like she had nothing to do with this.
Right.
Like, Andy didn't pull this out the sky, girl.
Exactly.
And then now it's the nighttime, and Sydney is talking some more about how much she wants to be with Isaiah, and I just can't. And Timmy is still whining about Zita and her question, and he said if a woman comes in who checks his boxes, that he's going to try to get to know her. Foreshadowing? Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Mm. And then poor Maddie, she was crying. I forgot who she was crying to. Not like weeping crying, but she was sad.
She was sad.
She said it sucks for her to come here and be thrown into this love square and being everyone's second choice. And that she keeps putting herself out there and constantly feels like she's not good enough. And I was like, oh, Maddie, which is very weird. I mean, I guess anyone can have insecurities and your situations can affect that. But she's like so pretty, and she's like, you know, the quote unquote all American pretty. Like, she's blonde. I think her eyes might be blue, but she's like really beautiful. And so you wouldn't expect her to be having this type of experience, you know?
Right, right. You definitely, and that's the thing. I mean, it goes to show like so many of these experiences we all feel at different times, and people, you know, just assume like, oh, because, you know, you're the standardized pretty, you know, that, okay, you don't go through it. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
These men folks, them men folks. No.
And oh, that's just left. That.
Yeah. That's kind of how it goes. But yeah, let me think. So I felt bad about her for that. But I thought that, again, still, I thought her and Andy could have, you know, maybe done something, unless Andy just wants to be a play. But Isaiah definitely wouldn't not be the move, you know?
Yeah. Andy doesn't give me player energy. Maybe he wants to be.
Like, but he's a wannabe player.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This was his big chance.
Right. And it's like, Andy, if you don't, go sit down with your mama and stop playing.
I forgot about his whole mama's boy angle. That's funny. And next, Tyler and Serenity chat. And she asks him what he's like sexually. He says he likes to take the lead. And they both talk about love languages. And his is physical touch. And they kiss. And everyone is watching them, which was awkward. And they're like, oh, they're so hot together. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like almost forced kiss. Like,
yeah. It seemed in that moment, I don't know if this is Tyler's personality or if he's, I got the vibe like he wasn't really feeling her.
Yeah. And that's annoying, because it's like, well, then don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, put on this whole like facade that maybe you are, if you're not, you know?
Yeah. Cause he picked her. So I don't know why he would have, if he doesn't like her. So maybe that's, I'm like, maybe it's just his personality. Like, he's too laid back and too cool.
Well, I mean, I guess if we look at it, his interactions with any of the women, I don't think any of them have been like gung-ho excitement from him.
That's true.
So that could be his personality, which helps, because I was like, that's just rude. Don't be doing our girl Serenity like that.
Yeah. And he's super hot to everyone except you. So
very much no pick. Don't pick me. Thanks.
So it's probably like, I don't really have to do much because the girls just fall all over me.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Lame.
But then Courtney gets a text And we're going to meet some new islanders, Bria and Chaz.
Oh, yeah. The new bombshells.
Yep. And then we learned that they are brother and sister. That was a drum roll if y'all didn't catch that.
It's okay. Gross, though. Like, no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a brother, so it's weird.
Nope. It just wouldn't make any sense. We're not doing all of the sexy time stuff.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with, like, the general concept. But then if it's like, oh, we're going to be tonguing each other. Or not each other, Jesus. We're going to be tonguing people down in front of each other.
Right beside each other.
Yeah.
On each other's lap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I can get to my full chemistry. Like, I mean, we are even doing our honeymoon on a different island than everybody else.
Yeah.
I just don't need nobody looking at me.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that's awkward, especially because, like, they like to get into it here. Like, they're like, I'll pick you up and throw you on the floor and make out with you. Right. And slap
and then
butt
everybody has to make out. And so my thing was, it's like, would they would have been one vote short in that kissing contest, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't have kissed each other.
But it would have worked out because I guess it would have been a wash on both.
They couldn't win because of it.
Or they would have taken, like, the average. Or maybe they got those games out of the way on purpose. So, going forward.
That's kind of what I thought, too. I was like, okay.
Like, we have to play this before the siblings get here.
Because that was weird and gross.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. It was just that. It was just interesting. And, of course, Jesse just always acts so excited. He's so interesting. I don't know. I feel like this man is going to coast
all the way through.
Because, like, he's just, like, always, like, laughing and smiling. But overall, like, I don't think he's, like, this great guy. So I don't understand. But, yeah. But anyways, but I think he seems like a great friend to the people there.
Yeah. Yeah. He does seem like a great friend, but I wouldn't date him.
Never.
Yeah. But he did seem super excited. True. He did seem super excited when Chaz showed up. Like, he knew him.
Like, he know him. Yeah.
And yeah. So Deb thinks Chaz is good looking. I said, because he looks similar to Jesse. I mean, he does.
Just braids unloosed or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I thought that was interesting. I thought it was interesting too, that Jesse didn't even like act as if he might have some competition, you know? He's just like, what, welcome brother.
Yeah.
But Chaz is, you know, interested in Serenity, and now Tyler wants to be like, wait, what? Like, hold on. I don't know about all that.
Yeah. And he also mentions Deb, Maddie, and Sydney. And then Bria comes in and says she's into Timmy, Tyler, Jesse, and Isaiah.
Everyone.
Yeah. All the guys. I'll take them all. And then someone asks if they're each other's type. And that's when they have to drop the bomb that they're siblings.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bria gets a text and learns that America wants her to go on a date with Isaiah. And Chaz gets a text where he learns that America wants him to go on a date with Maddie, which, of course, is just like the repercussions of they just got done dirty. So we're going to vote for them.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, how did that happen? But now you just explained it. So there
yeah.
we
go. Because, yeah, I don't know if that would be like the match. It's like, oh, they seem like a perfect fit. But
right. I'm like, nope, not at all. That's why I was like, that's weird. Because I know that's not what Chaz showed up here for. But it's cool. I mean, the dates seem like they were going well. And as we're getting into episode 8.
Yeah. I thought Chaz and Maddie's date was cute.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I was happy for Maddie to get out of the house kind of thing situation and not have to deal with, like, the whole rejection thing right then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're just having a nice time. Nothing too crazy comes out of that.
All the dates being so close together is very interesting, like, with their tables.
Like, in physical proximity?
Yeah.
Like, they can hear each other.
Right. I'm like, that is such an interesting concept. They're like, listen, we're not doing two setups. We're not having cameraman switched out. Nope.
One shot.
Figure it out.
While they're out on the dates, Timmy and Zita talk. And Timmy tells her that he's not taking back what he said about them being able to have something outside, but that he wants to take it day by day. And then she thinks that he's going to go after Bria. And he says, well, I mean, she's attractive and, you know, I'm going to give her a chance, but I want you to feel confident in what we have. And then so Zita's kind of like, I don't know, man.
Right, exactly. Like, don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Yeah. And then Serenity talks to Zeta kind of just about that conversation. And Serenity is like, oh, yeah, he definitely said that he was into her. And then so now Zeta's pissed. And she calls him a liar for not saying how he's attracted to Bria. But I have that he did say, well, he said he found her attractive, not mm-hmm. like I'm attracted, which I guess is a fine line, like versus like, oh, that person's nice looking general versus like, I want them. But either way, Zeta was pissed, and that was the takeaway. She like yells at him across the room. It's a mess.
Yeah, it really is a mess. She's like, Timmy, you joker.
That was a good accent. I couldn't do that.
It was great. I was like, oh, give me some slang to use, girl. I love it. Like,
yeah, she can never leave the show unless she's replaced by another British person.
Exactly.
We need.
I can't believe
one.
We only have one. I mean, it's lovely, and that's only like one accent outside of like Felipe had. Like, you know, I think was he Brazilian?
Yeah, he's Brazilian.
Okay, and then Val, but then she was gone.
And Val's accent was really faint.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then she was Colombian, maybe.
No, Brazilian? It was not Colombian.
Oh dang,
Costa Rica, I think.
Costa Rica. Okay.
Either way.
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of shows right now, so I'm getting them all confused, but it's cool.
Yeah. The foursome gets back from the date. Hold on, but before that, mm-hmm. Chaz spills the tea to Andy that, he spills the tea to Isaiah that Andy and Sydney kissed before the recoupling. And then Isaiah, of course, is pissed. And then he comes back. So I said that he knew that earlier, but I guess she didn't say it to him earlier. Yeah. Or maybe she made it seem like they kissed after the recoupling and not before.
Maybe.
But yeah. But then he calls Andy for a chat again. And he's like, yo, do you have something to tell me? And Andy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you think he didn't know what he was talking about, or if he was just trying to play it off?
Probably both. Like, he was confused. Like, probably had something to do with the kiss, but then we already talked about that. Or did we not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's like, I know you're mad about Sydney, but we already discussed this.
Right.
And then Andy finally opens up about them kissing, and he says he doesn't understand why he did that, that the bro code is demolished, and basically he don't like him no more.
But it's also weird. Yeah, I'm done with you, man. Like, oh my gosh. Because also, if you're getting right back with Sydney, then what was the real problem?
But at this point, he doesn't know that Sydney's walking around sulking about how she wants to be with him.
Right. But I'm saying he was going to get back with her anyways, based off of how they just feel about each other in general. So it's like, why write off Andy as well?
Well, I
don't know. Like,
I don't think
he's more mad at Andy than Sydney.
I don't think he knew necessarily that Sydney was trying to get back with him at this point in time. Because Sydney was walking around weeping to everyone else, but I don't think she was weeping to Isaiah.
Yeah.
Talking about, I miss you. Yeah. But he goes to Sydney next and asks the same thing, if she has something to tell him. I can see that being his move whenever he's a dad. So,
what you got to tell me?
Do you have something to tell me? No?
Yeah.
Well, how come your teacher said you didn't do your homework for the last 2 weeks?
Oh, that. Yeah, okay.
And then she tells him about the kiss, but that she didn't initiate it. And he said, but you were down for it, though.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it's like, yeah. And he said that basically he had to be giving signals and that he doesn't deserve this disrespect. And he said, if you like that cookie cutter Midwest boy. And she was like, no, I don't. And then she said, I won't keep anything from you again. And so I guess that was the point where they like made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, girl.
It's weird. They're a little, I feel like toxic is an overstatement, but
yeah.
But messy?
I will say,
let's go with messy.
Because at first I was like, oh, Sydney, you could do better than Isaiah. Leave him alone. And then I see what Sydney's doing. I'm like, okay, well, dang, Isaiah. You know what? Fine. Y'all perfect for each other. How about
just,
that?
Just take each other and be happy.
Yeah, just do that. Y'all do that same thing. Go around in circles. Have fun. Obviously, they have a good chemistry and connection, but still.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Zeta, you know, finally decides that she needs to apologize a little bit because she may have come on a little strong last night.
A smidgen.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't mean, I don't know. I'm torn, though. I know America's torn on whether or not, you know, Zita was in the wrong and the right. I'm just Team Zita. Regardless.
I don't think she was in the wrong for her feelings, but I think the display of them could have been better. Mm-hmm. And she said, like in her apology, kind of just like, you know, you were talking about slowing things down and then a new girl shows up. So my guard was up and then mm-hmm. I reacted poorly.
Yeah. And I mean, and that was a good apology. It mm-hmm. was like, you know, taking in what actually happened and kind of explaining how she would do better because she's able to reconcile what happened and what was wrong and why it was wrong instead of just being like, sorry, don't be mad at me.
Yeah. And now, it's the next morning and Zita says she doesn't feel great and that the other girls are going to have to make Bria feel welcome because she can't do it because she's about to steal her man.
Right. And which
I love that honesty. Reasonable. Like, look, I can't do it. So I'm y'all not. Are going to have to roll out the carpet mm-hmm. for her.
Y'all can, you know, chit-chat with the girl. Ain't nothing wrong with the girl. You know, I'm just not about to do it.
Yeah. And Timmy says he's going to get to know Bria. And I don't know who he said that to. Did he say that to Bria? I can't remember. Either way, he's
probably to the guys
down to you know, mix and mingle.
Yeah,
and then yeah, I think that was to the guys. And then Serenity is talking to the girls, and she said she's upset that Tyler doesn't really make it clear that he mm-hmm. likes her, like he doesn't do all, you know, the kissing and cuddling and stuff that everyone mm-hmm. else does. Mm-hmm. And then Bria gets a text. And we learned that Bria and Chaz are both going to steal a person from an existing couple. And oh, Bria's yeah. going to choose a girl for Chaz. And Chaz is going to choose a guy for Bria.
I liked that. I mean, I don't know. It's like iffy. Yeah, you did. You got it out. but I did like that. And so it was nice to see like what that would look like.
I thought it was a cute idea, but I also was like, they're just going to tell each other who we want and then go with that.
Right. So then it's like your same toxic picks probably yeah. would be who you pick instead of like who you should pick for, you know.
Yeah. Unless the other is like, nah, I heard him talking stuff about you. I'm not going to pick him for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that also would have made sense. But, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Or like, I understand that Timmy's in like this really interesting relationship that everybody's all rooting for. And we don't want to like cause a lot of drama. You yeah. and your love life.
But didn't they say when they came in that they didn't care about stepping on toes?
Well, then there they go. Mm-hmm. Toe stepping it is. And so are we going to skip right to their picks?
Yeah, because they just like okay. basically spend the day, you know.
Thinking about it.
trying to get to know each other.
Yeah. And so.
Oh, hold on. Something in the middle here happened. Tyler and Maddie go for a chat. Oh, yeah. Yeah, cause she's trying to get in on that, you know, long-haired action.
Yeah.
But the thing...
He seems interested, but...
Yeah, he definitely seems interested. The thing I didn't like about this is that he, like, walked past Serenity to go have this chat, which, I mean, you have to navigate how you have to navigate. But he very clearly, like, didn't look at her. He was, like, trying to avoid...
Knowledge.
Yeah. And I was like, you could at least, like, give her, like, a courtesy smile or something.
Something, anything. Nope. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not what he's about. That's interesting. So yeah, so they do walk past, and so that's when they have that little chat, and they're like, yeah, maybe. So, but I didn't see it being that like, okay, Tyler's definitely going to pick Maddie after this. It was just kind of still a very basic Tyler chat.
Yeah, very fluid.
Yeah. But Bria picks Serenity for Chaz, and mm-hmm. Chaz picks Timmy for Bria, which is like again like. Would you pay attention?
I mean,
wasn't y'all watching?
The okay, heart wants what it wants, Alicia.
But also, who else would it have been, I guess, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. She didn't no, really seem to connect with anyone else.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
I did like the Chaz and Serenity yes. matchup. Although she yes. likes Tyler. And I think Tyler likes her, too, to some degree. But I feel like Serenity would have ended up hurt at the end, and I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, Chaz is already coming in, basically giving her flowers, you know, yeah. telling her, you know, listen.
He's like, I'm here for you, girl.
Here's the Black Queen, what's up? Mm-hmm. With it. I'm like, oh, yay, look at Serenity. Like, someone actually showing her the energy is like, now, has she been mistreated so long that she's not going to be able to reciprocate? Or is it going to be like, boom, bam, they're like the new it couple?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now we learn that out of the... two newly single people since they got their folks taken. One of them is going to have to go home, which is already rough. And then we learn, we're flowing into episode 9 now, that the Islanders have to decide who will dump them. Yeah, yeah, who they're going to dump.
As a couple, which is also interesting, instead of it being individuals.
Mm-hmm. Especially because a lot of them, well, not a lot of them, but some of them aren't even like solidified couples. So yeah, we have to like come to this together. Decision together. And we just started talking 2 days ago.
Yeah, no, for sure. So that was very interesting, but I thought it was great. And so as they, so of course, you know, the people on the chopping block is Zeta and Tyler.
Mm-hmm. And it's a unanimous vote to save Zeta, which I love that for Zeta, but also I was like, dang, no, nobody gave Tyler like one vote.
And as it should have been, because honestly, like his energy just really wasn't there.
Yeah, but I like him for some reason.
I don't know either.
But either way, I got to move on because he got sent home. And Timmy, he's talking to the guys, or he's like, it would have really bothered him if Zeta got voted out, and he kind of thanks the guys for, you know, at least keeping his little situation in the back of their mind when they made their decisions.
Right.
And Maddie said, you know, she and Tyler were starting to have a connection, but there goes that.
Boom. So.
Yeah. And Zeta thanks everyone for saving her. Tyler goes home, him and his lovely hair.
I think I cried a little bit with Zeta. She was like, the tears and the like the sweetness of the friendship saving her. Like legit, yeah. Like she's getting kicked off an island to go be in nowhere versus just go back home.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great saving. They did a very great cinematography for that. Like, good job, guys.
Yeah. And then Serenity, she goes like outside on the couch and she's like weeping.
Yeah, that was a lot. I don't know. I think I'm hoping it was just like the whole thing got caught up.
Yeah, just the emotions of the night. And she does kind of say, and Chaz goes out to check on her. I was like, oh, good job, Chaz. Yeah, and she said like she's happy Zeta is here, but like she still had a friendship with Tyler. And he does a great job comforting her. He tells her, you know, overwhelming. And, you know, I get that you have these feelings and it's okay. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
Also, Bria and Timmy chat because they're now a new couple. And she says there's a lot of pressure in her situation because, you know, she's the new girl. And now she had to steal someone's man. And now she got someone kicked off.
Yeah, it was a lot for her, poor thing.
Yeah. And then Timmy says that he doesn't want to hurt Zeta's feelings, but he also wants to take the time to get to know Bria since they're in a couple now. And Bria said just the fact that he's open is good enough for her. Hold on 1 second. And now it's time for bed. And Zeta, she's like, I don't even want to walk past Timmy and Bria in bed together. And I was like, aw.
Yeah, and that was sad.
Before bed, Timmy goes to Zeta's bed and gives her a hug and tells her to hang in there. And I was like, oh, so maybe, you know, there's still something there. Why did I give this man a chance? Because 2 seconds later, they switched to night cam and he's over there kissing Bria in bed.
He's super gross.
I said, I was like, Timmy, why? Like, I literally said that outside. Right. I was like, no, Timmy, why?
But, like, legit, though, like, Timmy, I know that this whole thing moves fast. There is no reason you should be kissing a stranger the night of.
I don't even care if he's kissing the stranger. I just don't like that he tried to reassure Zeta and then went and kissed the stranger.
Very opposite thing that would make her feel reassured, yeah.
Right, like, he could have just said nothing, I mean, or said, I'm going to explore this, but not what he did.
Yeah, right, exactly. Whatever it was, not that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Ugh. Yeah, exactly. So, of course, you know, we're waiting for somebody to come in to swoop Zeta up, because she cannot be voted off this island, okay?
Right, especially after we just saved her.
Okay. But, now, Timmy, he can go, because clearly he needs to, you know, have his, you know, life flash before his eyes.
Oh, messy boots, Timmy.
Messy boots.
But it's the next morning. You know who's not messy? Chaz. He cooks breakfast for Serenity. I was like, oh. And he brings her, you know, the food. And she's so happy just to, like, be getting that attention. And she said her love language is acts of service.
Yeah.
So she really, you know, she likes that, obviously. Like, oh, he did something special for me. And I think they said, like, no other guy had done that for any of the girls in the villa before.
That's so lame.
Step it up, fellas.
Right. Like, you can't even bring me coffee. I'm so confused.
Right.
Water first thing in the morning, something.
And then Timmy talks with Bria. And, like, he wants to give them a chance, but he needs to let Zita know where he's at. And then so he apologizes to Zita for putting her in the situation last night. And she was basically like, so you think you're responsible for it? And he was like, well, I gave Bria certain confidence to, you know, pick me. Mm-hmm. And then he said, but I want you to still have confidence in our situation. And Zita's like, whatever.
No.
And she says that, like, if I... was it like me having confidence in you before got me in the situation in the first place? So how can I trust you now?
Right. Exactly.
And she said, the tables will turn soon. And when they do, she's going to be sipping her tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl.
You got to do it, Zita. Mm-hmm. You is a hot commodity out here, regardless.
That's right. You're the world's hottest babysitter.
Yeah. And like, and I feel so bad because Bria, it's like, Bria, I don't know how young she is. I didn't pay attention.
I think she's 24.
Okay, because it seems like it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know when, like, okay, someone's young and it shows kind of thing. Because it's like the way she went about it, by saying she's a girl's girl, like, it's like I'm over here just saying everything Zita's saying. But, like, the way that she goes about this whole interaction, I guess it's just hard, right? Because you're a new person on the beach. You already feel like people don't like you. You just took somebody man. I guess, no, you don't think you're going to, like, try to talk to them and be besties. But... at the same time, it's like, hey, guys, y'all know I had to just pick somebody anyways. Like, it wasn't just about trying to come steal your man.
Like, yeah, like, it was going to be someone at some point.
Yeah. And I hope that we can work on our friendships and relationships, you know, without having to step on each other's toes. But I get it. You know what I mean? Like, to be open or something. It's like the way she came in, she thought she was going to be like this, like, baddie girl solo, I guess, and, like, somehow not feel bad about being isolated, if that's the way you're coming in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody likes many to dogs. Be, you know, left out and cast aside. But speaking of Bria, she pulls Zita for a chat because she feels that there's tension and she wants to know why it's directed towards her. And then Zita said, like, I know you would have chosen Timmy, like you're using your brother as your shield, but that's the decision you would have made anyway. I can feel it in my bones. Mm-hmm. And that she said that Bria, she felt that Bria was cold towards her because she came in knowing that she wouldn't steal her man. Mm-hmm. And then Bria was like, well, the only thing between us is that we're interested in the same guy. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. And then she said that Zita gave her the cold shoulder. And then Zita was like, well, because my intuition about you was right. She was like, so I did the right thing.
Yeah.
And then Bria said in their little, like when she listed all the guys that she was into, that she mentioned multiple guys and that whatever Zita was feeling was a reflection on her. And they kind of just end up at like an impasse. Like no one's really giving anyone any room. And then Bria gets up and is like, move how you want to move and I'll move how I want to move.
Like, and okay, girl, that's what I was already doing. But,
yeah. And she storms off. And so.
And then she's like, starts like, she's almost crying as she storms off. Like she's upset.
Yeah.
It's like, Bria, girl, you did not come to this chat with good energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, her words and her mind were good. Like, you know, essentially the message was we shouldn't let a single guy come in between a possibility of friendship or at least being cool. And then Zita was like, nah.
I don't
want
that.
But she was like, I guess, like, cause like you said, the vibe wasn't there, too.
Yeah, it could have been different. It could have been the same combo, but, yeah, different vibe would have been all right. Like, but it's cool. And then we get the notification that there are going to be new bombshells coming in. Oh, yeah. It's men folk this time.
That's right. We get to meet Bryce and Jeff.
Bryce and Jeff.
Bryce is a 30-year-old self-described Italian stallion. I put that in there because I don't want y'all to think I'm just singling folks out by their nationalities, race. And he said he's here to find the connection, and there is no bro code for him. Also, Bryce looks like Felipe's brother.
It's hilarious. It's like, wow, that's almost, like, embarrassing. Felipe, like, gotta be shook. You're like, hold up.
Yeah. And then Jeff is 25 and said the guys in the villa should be intimidated because he's there to take the girl, and he gets what he wants.
Jeff's energy is 100, like A plus. Like, yeah. Go, Jeff. That's not seem like that'd be his name. I don't know what I would think his name is by looking at him. Not Jeff. So every time I see him, it's hard for me to remember his name.
Yeah, I could see that. We'll find him another name.
Yeah. Maybe it's Brandon. Brian.
I think.
Okay, I'll let it go.
I was going to say, I think Brandon's closer, but I don't think that's right either.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll tell you later, Jeff, what your new name
is. We'll tell what your new name is.
So we're sliding into episode 10 now, and Zita thinks Jeff is fit. Uh-huh. Sorry, tickled myself with my British lingo.
Oh.
And then Courtney said Bryce is husband material and a cutie.
I love it. Husband material, out the gate.
Yeah.
They said two words, too.
Right. And then, so of course, they've sectioned off the old guys. And so
the girls are cheering, chanting. Yeah.
It's just the women talking to the new guys at first. And Jeff said he's seen some snakes in here because, of course, they can watch the show before they arrive, which is a nice, messy.
I love it.
Little part in there.
Yes. I love it. That's why I said, okay, Jeff came right up in here, started it all up.
And the funny thing is just Timmy is watching from afar and you can see that he's nervous. And it's funny because Jeff and Timmy, I mean, they don't look like twins, but they have like similar looks. So if you're into one
personalities.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jeff's is stronger in both of those categories.
I think Jeff is the cool guy that Timmy is trying to be.
Yes. Timmy, and then they didn't have another cool guy, so of course it looked like Timmy was cool.
Yeah.
And then now Jeff came in and was like, oh no, that's real cool.
Yeah. You guys, it's cool to be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah.
We love that. Authenticity is everything.
Yeah. But so Timmy's looking from afar. I was like, oh man, this guy's going to steal my girl. And then the guys eventually are allowed to come down and they suggest Zita suggests playing a game. And I know she just did this so she can do like some kissing and stuff because that's all their games.
Of course, of course. But you also peep how quickly Bria was like, oh man, I like Jeff.
Yeah.
Back up. If you don't back up, like stop.
Which because if you like Timmy, you probably like Jeff too.
True. It's hilarious all over again. Yeah.
Yeah. So they play a truth or dare beer pong.
Yeah.
Bria is dared to kiss her top two and she kisses Jesse and Timmy. I just always remember how Jesse lost that kissing contest whenever someone kisses him. And I'm like,
oh my God. They were like, did they say he had the dagger tongue or was it?
I think that was him.
Either way, I think they say he kissed like a little boy.
Yeah. Either way, I just know he's supposed to be a real terrible kisser.
Oh, but first of all, hold on. I wanted to go back because, again, speaking of Jeff's energy and everything, he, like, saw the guys looking at them from afar and was like, oh, y'all come on down here. Introduce yourself. Let's play. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, not Jeff caught summoning the men folks that we ain't intimidated by y'all. Y'all need to be over there in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I get how people could be into Jeff's vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Courtney is dared to kiss the new boy that she's most interested in, and she kisses Bryce.
Of course.
Zita dares Jesse to snog the islander that he finds most fit other than Deb, and he kisses Serenity. And I was like, okay, this was a surprise because he's just shown zero interest in her.
Zero interest. Always said he liked blondes. Now, he didn't say whether or not he liked like white blondes, black blondes. You know what I'm saying?
Either way, she's not blonde.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, I'm like, that's a disclaimer. It's like, what? And like, when did this happen? But I did notice a clip at one point that Serenity was helping him with his braids. So he wanted to stay around.
He needs to keep his hair done. That's important because we were wondering how he's going to deal with that.
I did notice that. I was like, oh, okay.
That's good strategy.
Yeah.
Timmy picks Truth, which he probably thought was going to get him in less trouble. But I think it almost ended up messier because it said they asked him who would he rather be in a couple with right now. And he says Zita.
Of course.
Okay.
It's just embarrassing for Bria.
Right? Put her neck out there and then you're going to say you want your old girl.
Could just say nobody right now because I'm just, you know, getting to know Bria. You could.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Jeff is dared to kiss three islanders. He kisses Bria, Deb, and Zita. Zita said the kiss was really good and she was excited for Timmy to see it and have some jealousy in his bones.
Yeah, that's the only downside with Zita. I'm like, girl, just stop even thinking about him. I know, like, internally we don't, but, you know, stop giving it a voice.
Right. It's becoming too, and we'll see it more a little later, that it's becoming, like, too much, especially, like, when Jeff is right there.
Jeff is right there telling you he interested in you.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know.
Yeah. The heart wants what it wants, I guess.
Right.
And then So the game is over, and you know, the guys and girls talk. And Timmy's like, dang, he kissed both my girls. I thought that was funny.
People feel like Bria's kisses are weird, at least from what I've seen on social media. People
don't seem I note this later because I noticed it the first time and I was like, okay, maybe she's just doing a little extra. But then I noticed it again later. She like licks their face after she's done kissing, and it's weird.
That's a lot. Like, yeah. That's just some private bedroom stuff for me. But you know, yeah. Hey, like, even then, not every time.
Yeah, because first I was like, all right, the first time, maybe she's just, you know, trying to be extra. But then she does it again at a later point, and I was like, okay, so this is her thing. And I mean, if it works for you, if you've seen a success rate with this, then go on, girl. I'm not mad at you, but don't love it. Yeah. At least not for my viewing.
Right. But yeah, that Jesse Serenity kiss was very strange. I mean, I think it took everyone off guard as well. It's just like,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on. But of course, you know, Jeff is winning. He wins. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, little Timmy sad.
And he pulls Zita and he says he enjoys their kiss and he asks about her and they just kind of chit chat. He asks how she feels about dating someone younger than her. And she was like, you're only 4 years younger. That's not that many.
That's cute.
And I was like, I don't know. I wouldn't.
It is a lot. But I mean, not for the
especially
show.
When the difference is like, I think 25 and 29.
Yeah.
But whatever.
25 year old.
If it's working for her.
Exactly. I mean, but he does present himself like a real man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't seem 25. So maybe that, you know, that can make a difference too.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Courtney and Bryce are chatting. And we notice or we learn here that she wants to start a charity for children in Korea and that she's half Korean. And I was like, mm-hmm. that's sweet.
There's so much more depth to her than, you know, initially shown.
Which is what she was trying to tell everybody.
It was.
She was like, just because I'm hot with these boobs doesn't mean that there's not more there.
Yeah. And that's why she's like, I want more, you know, deeper conversations. Like, she likes her conversations with Felipe, but...
Yeah. She's been giving us little hints that Felipe isn't giving her much on, I guess, like a mental or emotional level.
Yeah.
Then Timmy pulls Bria to chat and he asks her about the new guys. And she said, Jeff is her type, but she doesn't want to be with her usual type. I see that he's more into Zita, so I'm going to say face.
Probably a little bit of both. Because, I mean, she definitely saw him and was like, ooh, you know what I mean? But not like, oh, he's my type over you. But, you know, like that probably was just extra because of the whole Zita comment. But yeah.
And then she mentions how he said he wanted to be coupled up with Zita. And she's like, you know, what's up with that?
Like, hi, you know, because I'm still here. So.
Yeah. But he says, you know, like, I have more of a connection with Zita. So, you know, that's why that was my answer. But I'm putting that on pause to get to know you. And so she's very pleased with that answer. And I'm like, okay. But then Timmy being Timmy, in the very next scene, he's over here kissing Zita.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Timmy.
I miss you.
Yeah. They catch up. It looked like they were like behind the house. This was an angle that we haven't
very
seen
random.
Yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so like she's coming from one room. He's headed to wherever she's coming from. And they run into each other. And they like, you know, give each other a little glance. And they're like, she's like, I miss you. And then they kiss. And, like, not just a one no, they, like, kiss.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
they already
got
together kind of thing. I was like, wait, what?
Right.
Yeah. I don't like it. I hate it. That's why I can't do this. Because when they leave the house, they're going to see all this.
Yeah. And then he said these other girls ain't her. Now he's been looking at her all night. So, yeah.
Y'all didn't see it, but I was heavily hard eye roll. And then we have Jeff over here who's like, well, look, Zita, like, I'm all in on you. Like, baby girl, that's it.
Right.
You gotta look no farther. I'm loyal to a fault. It's all good.
Yeah. But then we get into bed, and guess what? Bria and Timmy are kissing in bed again.
I can't.
Like, Timmy, please.
Legitimately cannot.
Stop.
Yeah.
And then so it's the next morning, and Timmy confesses his sins to Isaiah. And Isaiah tells him that he like needs to be up front and decide which woman he wants to be with. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Does he do that? Yeah, spoiler alert.
That would be good.
No.
But no.
Yeah. And then Sydney and Deb, they talk about how Jesse isn't really like making enough of a move for her. I was like, interesting. Because they seemed happy. But maybe after he like kissed Serenity, She was well, might be feeling the way.
It didn't seem like Jesse had put forth any effort at all. Like, he said he wanted to be with Deb, and he said, like, cool, you know, he liked blondes. And then they have, like, a few chit-chats, and he's like, yeah, uh-huh, sure, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Like, that's just, like, kind of, like, how he is. Like, basically, he seems to be treating her like a friend, just like the others.
Yeah, which, I guess, it almost seems like it's his personality, but also that's not what you want from your man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, and if he's not, like, you know, sitting close on you, rubbing on you, kissing you and stuff, then, of course, like, you can see the difference, you know, between, like, okay, you know, you're having a friendship with your man, but y'all also still, you know, like each other romantically. Right. It's just a friendship.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's bubbling up. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Courtney and Bryce chat, and they feel comfortable with each other, they say. And they, like, both have a vibe and energy. And she said she's excited to get to know him and that he's a breath of fresh air. And he, like, asks her deeper things about her. And Felipe doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Serenity and Zeta talk about Timmy. I'm like, stop, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, and I get it because, like, Zeta's just, like, concerned and nervous about it because, of course, Bria's like, or no, Timmy said that she's his type, that Bria's his type.
Yeah. Like,
which I was like, I didn't remember hearing Timmy say that. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, I don't remember him saying that, too, yeah. Either. So. I mean, yeah. But she was like, you know, they have the connection still. She still likes him, but she can't trust him because he's coupled up with someone mm-hmm. in his type. And then Serenity be spilling the beans. Mm-hmm. She told Zeta that Timmy and Bria were kissing in the bed last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I just want.
Of course, it was like, oh, doom and gloom.
It's like, you have this man, Jeff, right in front of your face. Right, that's the thing. I'm like, Jeff is right there. Yeah. That could be one thing if she was, you know, wandering around the island by herself.
Yeah. Still waiting. Yeah, no, you move on, he move on, because y'all just got to know each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. again, if this had been, like, okay, a month long in the villa already, I see that's going to take a lot, you know, out of you. But it's only been, what, a week, if that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure time feels longer there.
Sure. But even still, it's like you just have to remind yourself of that.
Yeah. At least, like, actively try more yeah. to,
And every forward. Day is not promised because they kick and folks off this beach. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
She was almost gone 2 seconds ago.
Exactly. So what I would be doing is counting my blessings and being super happy to have this guy who's very interested in me and I'm also interested in them. You know, not to say that she should settle for some guy she's not into.
Yeah.
But they seem like they have.
Give him a solid chance first.
I'm so freaking lovely.
Yeah. And then so Bryce gets a text and they're going to play one of them kissing games. This one is, like, Top Gun themed. I don't think official, but
oh yeah,
that's obviously what they were doing.
Yeah, that was cute though. I liked it.
And then, so hold on, I need to read through my notes. So the guys have to do some little thing. They have to, like, strip and then jump into water and then go through a wind tunnel or whatever. Doesn't matter. At the mm-hmm. end, they pick somebody to kiss, which is mm-hmm. the point of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Isaiah picks Sydney, mm-hmm. Chaz picks Serenity,
mm-hmm.
Andy picks Maddie. Mm-hmm. Felipe picks Courtney. Timmy picks, I put dot, 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 Bria. Then I said, she licks his face like she did last night. Dot, 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 mm-hmm. I don't like it. And then I get
remember,
to.
Remember, he acted like he was struggling who he was going to pick, but yeah.
Yeah. And then I put, Jesse picks Deb, dot, dot, dot. Oh, no, he picks Serenity.
JK out of freaking nowhere.
Because, like, I wrote that down before it even finished. Because, like, I already know yeah. who's going to pick. And I was like, exactly. Hold on, wait, what?
That right there was wild. Jesse yeah. is being a wild man, okay?
Yeah. And so I was like, hold on, wait, what happened there? And then Bryce picks Courtney and Jeff picks Zeta. And then mm-hmm. Jeff wins the useless award.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was pleasantly surprised. You know, I don't like Jesse. But, like, his wasn't bad. It was pretty darn good performance, I must say. But Jeff's, of course, still won it for me. But, yeah.
I don't even remember anything that anyone actually did. But other than, like, whoa, he picked Serenity. And even, wild. Like, afterwards, Serenity was like, well, now I don't want to be in the middle of something with yeah. Jesse and Deb. Like,
yeah, like, stop doing this, boy. Don't be putting me in the middle of this for right. no reason. And then she got to look at Deb like, sorry, Deb. Like, I know. I mean, yeah, I had to go for it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she had to go for it within the kiss versus, like, rejecting him, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like rejection isn't even, like, an option in the game, which doesn't
feel... It
doesn't seem
like it. Yeah, it not feels kosher. Like,
yeah.
Great.
That or maybe they just all don't take it to heart and, like, it's whatever.
Or they've already all previously given all consent.
Yeah.
needed.
Consent can be removed at any time.
It can, though. It really can. Yeah. And I just want everybody to make sure that they realize it. Mm-hmm.
But we get to the messy recap of the game, which is always the important part.
Yeah.
And then Zeta said that she's not done with Timmy, but Jeff made her feel so wanted. And I was like, yeah, lean into that, sis. And exactly. Serenity asked Bria how she's feeling. And she says, like, she doesn't feel confident because she never knows when he's going to pick her or if he's going to pick Zeta. Mm-hmm. And then Courtney says she likes Bryce, but she and Felipe are so sexually attracted to each other. And then they asked Deb, like, how she was feeling. And Deb is kind of like, basically, what the hell was that about with him picking Serenity? Like,
yeah.
And then she says everything he's been saying to her must have been bullshit.
Right.
And then on the guy's side, Timmy says he likes Bria, but he finds himself being like, dang, she's not Zeta. And then they ask Jesse, like, so what was up with you kissing Serenity? And he basically said, like, she has nice lips and I wanted to kiss them, but I still feel the same about Deb. And I'm like, Jesse, no.
I can't deal with Jesse. That's not how it works. I cannot deal with Jesse.
Yeah, so, like, maybe if the game, like, when he did the game of, like, pick someone other than Deb to kiss, and then he kissed Serenity, okay, fine. But when Deb is standing right there, and you just, like, leave her hanging just to, like, do an experimental kiss, I guess, no. Like, your girl's not going to take that well. Like, are you dumb? Come on, man. So, yeah, that's how that went. And then Andy gets a text. Bloop. And he says there'll be a recoupling and the man who is not picked will get dumped. And so now everyone's in a frenzy because no one was prepared. And they're getting ready for the night. And then Jesse says, after today, I'm not sure where Deb's head is at. And I'm like, you did this for no reason. Like, you messed up that whole scenario on your own, man.
Exactly.
Then Courtney chats with Felipe, and she tells him that she and Bryce have a spark, and she owes it to herself to explore that, but she wants to continue to explore with him, too. And then he tells her, like, you know, it's your decision. You can do whatever you want, but just know that I'm into you, and I would pick you and want to be with you. And then everyone does their last minute chats trying to solidify their positions. And it's time for the recoupling. Sydney picks Isaiah. Serenity picks Chaz. Deb picks Jesse, but she scolds him a little bit in her speech. Zeta says she needs to put herself first at all times. And that's what she's going to do tonight. And then she picks cliffhanger. Now we're in episode 12. And then comes back right at the recoupling, and she picks Jeff, which I thought she was going to, but I was relieved to see it just to be sure. And then Bria, of course, picks Timmy. Maddie chooses Andy, and then Courtney chooses Bryce. And so that means Bryce's long-lost twin brother, Felipe, gets a text that he's dumped from the island. And then, of course, everyone's sad he's gone. People always get super emotional when it's like a day one person leaving, too. Which I get it, because you spent the most time with them. Exactly. And it seems like everyone liked him as a person. And then all the couples are now, you know, getting to have their one-on-one time. Maddie tells Andy that she likes him, but there won't be a third chance, so don't mess it up again. Courtney tells Bryce that she picked him because he's emotionally intelligent. It's easy for her to go outside and, like, sleep with whoever she wants, but it's harder to find someone who cares about her as a person. Zeta tells Jeff that he made her feel chosen, and she likes that. And he said he's going to make her forget about Timmy and that mm-hmm. he knows he's a better man for her. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, love to see loved it. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, let's do that, please.
Yeah. And then Timmy, this was not the move. This is Timmy trying to be smooth when it's not. Mm-hmm. Timmy tells Bria that since Zeta picked Jeff, it made it feel easier for him to open up and connect with her. And I was like, that's not what you tell the girl. Like, well, since she doesn't want me, now I can really dive into this with you.
It's like, what did you think that sounded like?
Yeah.
What? Like, you really thought that sounded like that you was picking me?
Right. Okay. And then he says in a little confessional. He says that his feelings for Zeta are canned up like jellies, jams, and tuna to save for the next apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And I put, his corniness is coming back, so he's not comfortable anymore. Oh my like, God. I really take that as a sign of, like, what level of comfort he's at, the cheesier his words are.
Yeah.
All right. And then it's the next morning, and Timmy is talking to Isaiah. Are they like besties? They
must be. I guess so. They, and then they keep having like their deep talks. Sandals.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I love a good bromance.
And he said he was surprised that Zeta chose Jeff because of the speech. And I was like, why did you think it was not going to be Jeff based on the speech? Because it's like, this person made me feel wanted and chosen and stuff. And you didn't do that.
You did not do that. You literally did the opposite.
Yeah. Zeta tells Courtney that her heart wanted Timmy, but your heart can lead you astray and you have to use your mind too. I was like, good job.
I love Courtney. She's like, okay, but I love Zeta and Timmy together. I just want them back together.
Yeah, bless her. She's sweet.
Yeah.
And then Timmy being Mr. Petty, he said now he's going to, Zeta's going to see him and Bria on full display and he's going to like make her breakfast and all that stuff. And I was like, so.
Harder. Okay.
You should have been doing this one for Zeta when she was your girl anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do that stuff for Bria, you should do it because you want to do it for Bria, not because you're trying to make Zeta jealous. You're just doing this all wrong to me. I'm very disappointed in you. Isaiah tells him that Zeta is eventually going to come back around. And he's like, well, will I want her when she comes back around? It looked like, yeah, you over here trying to make her jealous. And Zeta says she's going to let him explore the connection with Bria and see if it's like theirs, but she can't like let him do whatever he wants and think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say that in the end that she hopes their connection is strong enough for them to come back together.
Yeah. And that's cute.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. I mean, it's cute-ish. I'm like, it's always one of those things where I'm like, I hate for to see the bad guy. I mean, the good guy not, you know, get a good, fair chance, you know? But yeah. I mean, again, with the whole heart wanting what it wants and the attractions and the relationships. And they're the ones dating these people. So, you know.
Yeah. Hashtag justice for Jeff. and there's like an official brunch for all the couples. It was nice. Seemed yeah, like most people were having like deeper conversations.
Really good brunch conversations. Topics yeah. for like relationships.
The only parts that I wrote down was, did Isaiah say, I love you? Question mark?
Yeah, that was wild. I know that accidentally came out of his mouth. And then it seemed like he was like, but still like hoping that Sydney would reciprocate. It was weird. She was yeah. like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because like I guess I was taking notes or something. And then I heard that I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, because he like said it while like laughing, but like because he was just like happy. And it just, again, slipped out. But no, it was funny.
Yeah, so I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And then the next other note that I wrote was that Zeta and Jeff are having a nice chat, but then she zones out thinking about Timmy. I'm like, Zeta,
he sees it. It.
He does yeah. see it. I think he brings it up.
He did.
Yeah.
He was like, I could see, I could tell you thinking about him. It's okay, you know. Mm-hmm. I appreciated him on one end being like, listen, I get it. You're going to have these feelings. Like, I can appreciate it, you know, and respect that. At the same time, for her, of course, we do want her to try harder because you picked him. So if you wanted Timmy, you should have picked him.
Yeah.
You're doing exactly. the whole Sydney Isaiah thing. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, and I, Jeff, right now, he's starting to be like, okay, you know, that was yesterday. Cool, give me your time. But
right.
He's starting to feel away. And he tells yeah. Serenity that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know she misses Timmy, but he can feel that the energy is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And then while he's having this chat with Serenity, we see Zeta telling Timmy to pull her for a chat later because Timmy was taking a nap. And Jeff said he thinks Zeta is a goddess, but if she wants Timmy, then she needs to go back to her man and not play with people.
I know. Yeah. I was like, he's being real. He's too real for this world.
Yes. And then Maddie gets a text and they're going to play a couples challenge to see how much they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they go talk for 30 minutes to give each other information like favorite foods, favorite movies.
That was cute.
Yeah. And then the women answer questions about the guys. And if the answers match, they get a point. One of the questions was if your boy could couple up with someone else, who would it be? And then Timmy's answer is Zeta.
Which Bria already knew and also wrote down. It's like,
ugh, yeah.
this is getting old and gross.
Yeah, but then Jeff is looking like, well, why don't y'all just go and be together
then? Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, Lord, Jeff. Oh, no, it hasn't got to him. It's just been a day, Jeff. Just been a day or two.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, bump it. Don't be together then.
Yeah. And then now the guys switch and do the same thing about the women. And then there was one thing. I don't remember what the question was. What is like something you do that your guy likes or whatever? And Bria's was like, I do the sneak attack. And then everyone's like, what? What are you talking
and
about,
And I don't
girl?
Recall that being something that he said he liked.
Yeah, because even his face was like, I don't even know what you're talking about, girl.
Even her own brother being like, he looked confused. He don't know, girl.
Yeah. But then basically something about like she would be kissing him in bed and then
he'd say it's too much.
Yeah. I didn't fully understand
stop.
It.
It sounded like he said no and stop. And then, and then she would turn around.
Yeah.
That's... And then she did it again because she was like, oh, I know you want this. I was like, this is really not great for TV consent wise speaking, not. Me Too world. Like, not good.
Yeah.
I know you didn't think about how you were saying it, I guess.
Yeah. And she struggled to get it out. So maybe it's.
Yeah, I was like,
sounds.
Not great. Yeah. The most hilarious one for me was Maddie when they were like, what's your favorite date? What's your girl's favorite date? And Andy was like, I don't know, a concert and dinner or something.
A concert with cocktails.
A concert with cocktails. And she's like, what? I've literally never, ever, ever discussed going to a freaking concert on a date at all whatsoever.
Although concerts are fun. I like concerts.
They are, but that's not ever something she said.
But back to the sneak attack thing, Zita hears this she blurts out, I need her to have more inner dialogue and less outer dialogue.
That's what I'm saying.
But she was like, I'm over here not kissing anyone and he's over there getting sneak attacks. And then she was like, well, I'm going to be doing some stuff tonight. And Jeff is like, is this a good or bad thing? So he was like, it's good for you.
Yeah, Hush, it's good for you. You good? Sorry, you about to be in the mix of this relationship drama. But in the meantime.
I think Jeff is like 2 seconds away from being done with all this.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was like, now I'm giving you a chance. I'm being generous. I'm being cool. I'm being respectful. But at the same time, what are you doing for me?
Yeah. I want Zita to rein it in.
Mm-hmm. And then Bria just be sitting there looking awkward. But again, she came in here with this energy. That was really her
place. Yeah. This is a love square that I don't like.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much our week.
Yeah. It was great. Zita and Timmy really have like the main storyline. So it's kind of funny. Didn't expect to see that. By the way, what's his name? Jesse and what's her name?
Deb
won. And it was weird.
Oh, yeah. The games are never important.
Yeah. But I was like, what? But again, shows the friendship aspect.
They're doing all that talking because they ain't doing no kissing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly that. But it's good stuff. Enjoying myself.
Yeah. This was a fun week. But thanks for tuning in with us. And we will be back to recap week 3. And in the meantime, follow us on social, Twitter at MustWatchWWine, Instagram at MustWatchWithWine, email us MustWatchWithWine@gmail.com, share us with your friends, rate, review, subscribe, all that cool stuff. And we'll talk to y'all in a bit.
Later.
Bye.